Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel filed a brief at the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit regarding the GuideStar lawsuit. This case is involving GuideStar that published on its website for 46 nonprofit organizations Southern Poverty Law Center propaganda, falsehoods regarding hate groups, and even used the SPLC's logo and said this group has been designated by the SPLC as a hate group. They did it to harm Liberty Counsel and the other 45 organizations because they are a clearinghouse, if you will, for people who are looking at nonprofit organizations for contributions and so forth. This is what resulted in the lawsuit. Now we're at the Federal Court of Appeals. We'll talk about it and also the influence of the SPLC within these social media giants. We're going to be talking about that today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, we're at the Court of Appeals, Matt. It's a situation involving what's called the Lanham Act, so it's not going to address all the issues for all time. It's on a specific area of federal law regarding false advertisements, if you will, where in this case, GuideStar, to gain its own monetary interest, published on its website the SPLC hate group moniker for Liberty Counsel, and then they solicited people to increase their viewership or their membership by paying more money to GuideStar.
Yeah.
And that's the case that's currently before the Court of Appeals.
Well, it's libel. I mean, it's defamation. It's propaganda. It's intentional. You know, the SPLC spokesman of the SPLC has said they want to destroy these Christian organizations.
Completely destroy.
Yeah, that's the entire motivation here. They know none of it's true. They know there's not a modicum of hate within Liberty Counsel or any of these organizations. But it's an attempt to drain funding, and GuideStar, with a flaming liberal president, CEO, he all too happy to partner with the extremist group, Southern Poverty Law Center, the anti-Christian extremist group, in order to push this propaganda and try to totally destroy Christian organizations and Christians.
But guys, this is, I mean, it's just ironic and comical. I mean, send in the clowns, for heaven's sakes, you know, that they are claiming this, but yet they're partnering with the Southern Propaganda Law Center in this case,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, you know, and in fact, their head of GuideStar joined them, I believe, in 2012. He is a leftist activist.
Oh, yeah.
A social change agent, he describes himself to be. Someone who is part of the so-called Women's March, which is the radical Women's March led by the anti-Semite in Washington, D.C.
Right.
And around the country.
Worked with NARAL, hasn't he?
Yeah, worked with the National Abortion Rights Action League, very pro-abortion. And unfortunately, he moved GuideStar into an activist organization, a political organization, and he worked with SPLC. And the Lanham Act prohibits falsely and misleadingly defaming an organization while attempting to gain an economic advantage. And GuideStar admittedly solicited advertisements for its paid subscription services on the exact same page in which it falsely and misleadingly claims Liberty Counsel is a, quote, hate group, close quote.
Well, there you
We're
go.
Not a hate group.
But they're supposed to be neutral. The whole point
supposed
of GuideStar is supposed to be neutral.
They're supposed to be neutral.
That went out the window, I think.
And they admitted, well, we didn't do our own independent research, and we knew, GuideStar said, that there's some political controversy over SPLC.
Oh,
well,
just a
that's
little.
An understatement.
That's the understatement
the
of the year. Yeah, some political controversy about the SPLC. Come on.
Yeah. So I would say, you know, this is a ongoing issue that there's a lot of different organizations we're working with to fight back against this false, defamatory, and frankly, dangerous label. SPLC doesn't really focus on anyone who's on what they would call the left. So organizations that are really violent.
Antifa.
In fact, they'll actually defend Antifa, believe it or not. Black Lives Matter. They defend Black Lives Matter, even though they have been known to engage in or promote, or members thereof, violence. They defend them. But organizations like Liberty Council, Family Research Council, those like us that are nonviolent, oppose violence, but they disagree with us on the issue of marriage, LGBT agenda, Christian, for example, those are the ones they try to label as a hate group. They actually even label two individuals who are currently Muslims. One's a woman, one's a man. The woman speaks out against forced female genital mutilation and also radical Islam, and the other one speaks out against radical Islam. They're both Muslims. They label them as haters or hate groups. Yet other Islamic groups that promote have been linked to terrorism. They don't list them as a hate group. And we know the consequences because as a result of this, people have attempted to commit mass murder against organizations that are falsely labeled.
Well, sadly, a lot of leftist organizations, I mean, in social media, Facebook, Amazon, Twitter, and others, were walking arm in arm with the Southern Poverty Law Center in order to try to silence Christian free speech and to try to smear and marginalize Christians and conservatives. Am I right?
Yeah, you know, the SPLC was really welcomed at one time by the Obama administration, but amazingly, it was even too extreme for the Obama administration because before President Trump was nominated or elected, I should say, to office, some of the agencies in the Obama administration began to say, we're not going to rely on the SPLC anymore because they're too radical. In fact, the SPLC under the Obama administration, one of the agencies really took them to task for being so radical. Yet, what we have is we have Google, Facebook, and Amazon, Twitter, that use them to censor things on their web pages, on their social media.
That they disagree with. Not hate, not hate speech, just things that are politically opposed to their extremist left-wing position.
Yeah, the Obama-era Justice Department, the DOJ, under, you know, the leadership of the attorney generals under Obama, they scolded the SPLC for overstepping the, quote, bounds of zealous advocacy, close quote, after the organization labeled the nonprofit Federation for American Immigration Reform as a, quote, hate group, close quote.
And now they're in partnership with these tech giants.
Now Facebook welcomes them, Mark Zuckerberg, Amazon, Jeff Bezos, all the different people with these organizations, Google, Twitter. They must not have received the memo. They do know because it's out there. In fact, on our website, Holly, we have lc.org/truth.
Right.
lc.org/truth. Go there and check out some information from a wide spectrum.
Right.
Even Stossel recently did a documentary, a video.
Very good.
Very good about the bias of the SPLC.
There's also a really good webpage, a link we have on our webpage called SPLC Exposed. And that has this
SPLCExposed.com.
Right.
But you can go to lc.org/truth and we have it all right there.
Right. There's just lists of the truths and the lies of what they're spreading. It's right there in black and white.
Yeah.
And so you need to be educated about
Amazon
this.
Smile. They bar organizations because
including
you're on
ours,
the,
including
Liberty Council, others.
Yeah, others, many Christian
Alliance Defending Freedom.
Right.
Others that have nothing to do with hate, but are listed because of the Southern Poverty Law Center. Now, this is like kids playing games because they'll call you names, but the old saying that you grew up with, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me, it's not true. You know, it's just a way of a one kid getting bullied or called a name to try to push back. Well, you know, your words don't hurt me. No, I'm telling you, words do hurt. In fact, this label resulted in Floyd Corkins picking up a gun and rounds of ammunition with intent to commit mass murder at the Family Research Council. Mm-hmm. He's in prison now. And this is the kind of radicalism that the left ultimately champions. Well, we're going to continue to push back, and I hope you do as well. You know, I think it's time for Facebook, Google, these super information highways to be regulated like a public utility because sometimes they want to shut you off. What happens if your phone company, your electric company just decided to shut you off because it didn't like your views? And yet these organizations have become monopolistic on the super information highway, and they sometimes just shut down conservative viewpoints and now they're partnering with this radical organization. They can't regulate themselves. Maybe it's time that they become regulated as well. Stand with us at Liberty Council as we continue to stand for truth. LC.org, that's LC.org. Remember Liberty Council in your regular financial support, LC.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.